And today, Tommy, what stood out for you watching today as a positive?
Ooh, good one. Tempo and pace were good as well, as were some performances from individuals. And Greg's, I know a lot of Oilers fans were excited to see Cahoon out there and connect with Draisaitl, and really there were some little moments where you're like, aha, okay, I get it. I see where these two are on the same page in terms of how they think the game and know how to read and react off of one another. There was a face-off in the offensive zone, and you saw Draisaitl go to Cahoon, just a quick little mention. You see Cahoon adjust, and then bang, bang, it's a shot on net. There was another breakout where Draisaitl swung to the right side with Yamamoto, sucked in the opposition, and then made like a nice clean backhand no-look pass to Cahoon, who was already breaking through the middle for a quick break, and it ended up in a shot on goal. Just those little things like that where I'm like, all right, it looks like that chemistry is legitimate. Now when the time comes for them to play against true opposition, let's see if it holds up. But things like that were good. And listen, I thought Joachim Nygaard had another really strong performance. I don't know where he's going to end up on the depth chart, guys, because he, you know, last year probably didn't show what he wanted to. Injuries hampered him and all that. But every time he touches the puck, he's either flying and making a hard play to the net, or he's doing something smart with it. And I thought that's a good sign.
You know, you and Gregor love to talk about the offensive side of the game, and I'm Debbie Downer, feeling that the defensive part of the game is really where they have to worry about. So have you noticed anything as far as, I hate this, but more attention to detail on the defensive side of the game?
Good question, Struddy. It's been, I don't know if I've noticed more attention to detail on the defensive side of the game. I guess maybe I've been thinking about the offensive side more heavily. The one thing I have been watching, though, has been the board play. And especially when it's not a clean pass to the wingers on the breakout, to see how that's handled. And, A, I'm watching to see how the team that's on offense is trying to hem in the team in the defensive zone. And then, B, just how certain guys are trying to get the puck out. Do they just try to smash it up the wall when they're just ramming it into the shin pads of the defenseman and whoever's supporting on the forecheck? Or are they like taking a look real quick and trying to protect the puck to find an outlet pass? And if not, try to get it back to the defenseman for a regroup and then maybe switch it up and go back the other way on the other side of the ice. So Puljujärvi's an example. I was watching to see how he was handling things in his own zone, Strutty. And there's moments where, you know, you're like, okay, that looks good. He seems to take that extra second, has that look, and doesn't have the jitters with the puck or handle it like a grenade or a hot potato or anything like that. And he makes a nice outlet pass. And you're like, okay, good. This is part of good team defense, is being able to get the puck out and not getting stuck in your own zone. But then there's other times where guys get jammed up or they don't get a clean pass from the defenseman and they get stuck in their own zone. And then, you know, I look at it and go, okay, was that a bad play by the defensive team? Was it the winger's fault? Or was the offensive team just really tenacious on the forecheck and they deserve the credit on that? And for the most part, it seems like things have been pretty clean in getting out of their own zones, both sides, the blue and white teams. I haven't noticed a ton of chaos defensively, but that might be due to the fact that this is the Oilers facing the Oilers. Greggs, if you want to chime in on this, I think it's been pretty clean moving out of their own zone, though.
Well, it to me is the biggest improvement on their team, and it's a collection of where the players are, and more so everybody. Like, there hasn't been just how many times now. Obviously, there's not the same aggressive forecheck and the threat of getting hit in a scrimmage. So I always keep that in the back of my mind. It's a little bit easier to break out when a guy's not breathing down your neck, Strutty, and is maybe going to staple you into the glass. No question about it. Guys do, when they feel that pressure, it's a little bit different. But you can definitely see there's an emphasis on this team to have crisper breakouts and not just throw the puck out. Now, sometimes you're going to have to. Mm-hmm. But it's really been an emphasis, because last year the Oilers in Tucson, definitely in the neutral zone, way too often they would have control, mm-hmm. and a guy would, well, someone's on me, I'm just going to dump it in. And,
yep.
and what they're doing now is they're dumping it back to the defenseman, and so they maintain possession. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times a dump in a lot of cases, when no one's going, well, you just gave up possession. Mm-hmm. You just gave the, and I understand that sometimes you have to line changes here or there, but I've noticed that in both scrimmages, a real emphasis to control the puck more. Because the Oilers are not built to be a team that can defend for long stretches.
Right.
I don't believe that with the size of some of their forwards, and especially the size of their defense, there's going to be times where they get hemmed in, and hopefully they can keep them to the outside, but it's going to be a problem. I'm telling Oilers fans right now. And the organization knows that. Like, they're not oblivious to the fact they got three defensemen under 6 feet. Okay. But I believe there's even more of an emphasis. We have to be a skill possession team. And by having the puck more, we can defend less. It doesn't mean that having the puck more will lead to way more scoring chances, because a lot of its strategy is going to be more of a just sitting back, controlling in the neutral zone, making more tape-to-tape passes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be interesting because, you know, you want to keep that puck moving up the ice. People call it north, right? So, you know, you're right. They're not built to just shut things down their own zone. That's going to have to be adjusted, though. You know, working towards a Stanley Cup champion, you got to be able to do that. You got to be able to defend. But it's interesting you talk about the idea of bringing it back to D-Man. You're talking about regrouping. And I think that you have to, as a player, as a forward, now we're going to take Leon and Khan out of this because they're not in the same boat. Maybe even Nuge. But the other nine forwards, they have to understand when a time to regroup is and when a time to move the puck forward is, because there's times for both. You know, and I'm talking about a quick chip off the wall, and you can just go and grab it from you know, your sentiment support. So that's the thing I think that Dave Tippett has to walk that fine line. You want to hold on to the puck, but you also want it going forward with a chance of getting it back, right? Like, I think that the mindless dumps for no reason are the ones that get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
But a chip and chase, if
that's fine.
But you got to know when to use a difference, right? Like, you have to know as a team, okay, when you see this, this is what you're going to do. And again, don't talk, I'm not talking Connor, Leon. Like, I'm talking about everybody else, you know, when they're out there.
Yeah, no, it's definitely one. Tommy, who do you like? Any upsets you like this week in the NFL?
Oh my goodness, boys! Oh God, I've been tuning out the NFL.
Oh, just because your team's out of it doesn't mean you can't follow. How about, do you like the Rams or the Seahawks? Because I know both are your second and third favorite teams. So.
Oh my goodness, I'm still disappointed and upset at the Rams for what they did. Who are we taking in Baltimore, Tennessee? By the way, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, I love Derrick Henry, you know, and I want to give that guy the ball and run. So I'm going to go with Tennessee just because, quite frankly, I really like Derrick Henry. What about you?
In that one, I don't know. I mean, I'm with Baltimore. It just seems like, Strutty, I'm going to go Baltimore on that one. The other one that's got my eye now is Cleveland-Pittsburgh. And is Pittsburgh faltering? Yes. Can Cleveland push him out? Probably, but I'm curious to see what Pittsburgh team shows up after what we witnessed. It's almost like a Jekyll and Hyde season for them, isn't it?
Yeah. And even with Cleveland, look at, they don't have their coach, right? So that makes it a little bit trickier as well. And I think that 90% of the game, you can kind of make it happen, but there are certain points of, you know, in any sport where you want your head coach there to make that final choice or decision on any play or call you have to make.
True. And I'll say Seahawks over the Rams. You know what? The Rams, they barely squeaked their way into the postseason. Seahawks are going to stomp all over them, Greg.
Tommy, have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
All right. Sounds good, boys. Have a great weekend.